welcome into this carrier update. And Donnie, going to start here by looking at what's going on with diesel prices. We're close to...
I said we wouldn't drop below $4, but hey, we're getting close. Mm-hmm. But the rack price just bounced back.
Yeah, and...
This could possibly push... If this pushes diesel fuel up any, then we're not going to get $4.
Yeah, I mean, even if it flattens it out, right? I mean, even if you start getting, like... tenths of a penny a day, one, two tenths of a penny declines.
We picked up here pretty fast here over the past few days, almost to 2 cents per day.
Yeah, I mean, you've dropped 14 cents since, what, the 9th? Somewhere yes. in that range. So, I mean, you're talking 14 cents in 9 days. It's pretty cool. That's a pretty big drop, especially when you look at the longer term trend, right? It's like, you can see the acceleration
half start a cent to happen. To sometimes a third of a cent a day. We're taking 2 days to 3 days to drop one penny.
Yep.
And with, you know, we had 20 cents to go and you know, it was going to take 40 days and we didn't have 40 days. Yeah, we didn't have 40 days. But the gap between retail and wholesale has narrowed. You can go to the next chart here. And you can see that it's dropped to 141. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of room to drop it below $4. But how are the retailers, the stores, those are owned by individuals.
Yeah.
How are they going to react to this? Are they going to eat this 10 cents that it's dropped? Are they going to say, hey, this is fine for right now. Let it keep dropping.
Yeah.
And then let this gap just narrow and narrow. Or are they going to be like, whoa, no. We need to push this back up a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's their decisions. How are they how comfortable are they with the volatility in diesel fuel prices right now?
And how much do you think they pay attention to this week and knowing that it's the holiday and it's their opportunity? Travel's going to be higher. There's going to be more people on the road. It's their opportunity.
The holiday. There's issues in the Middle East. There's other issues with the Panama Canal. There's all these other issues out there that could
and that might hurt. Be why they're keeping it high, right?
It'll hurt world that affects the world supply of energy.
Yeah.
And it might just kind of give them a reason to kind of keep theirs high or push it back up. If everybody around you is doing it.
You do it too.
You do it.
Right? Too. I mean, that's how prices at retail locations are largely set, right? They pay attention to what the guy a mile down the road is doing. What's happening the next exit up, right, along the interstate.
Yeah. Do these tractor trailers want to pull into a mom and pop store? Nope. Then I'm going to push mine up 10 cents above them.
Yeah.
Let's burn through a few of these other charts here right quick. So changes in reefer. Well, we show reefer rejection, you know, reefer rejection rate struggling. Well, Tony, keep this in mind. Week over week, we've had some heavy, I'm talking 1,200 basis points drops in the Pacific Northwest.
But they were at like 50%.
So. Sure, but still at that percentage points of coming down
affects the overall market.
Yes. Now you got some others, Juliet here, sticking up here. Memphis, just slightly.
Salt Lake.
Now, Salt Lake City, this is going to affect
that.
Yes, because they'll probably get loads into Salt Lake City and deadhead for the prices up here. Mm-hmm. If those rates drop, they will not deadhead up. They don't need to. And then that'll push those rates back up because
it's behind. Just give and take, right?
Yeah. So you got to watch that one. But we see a lot of blue in here, a lot of blue in the Southeast, a lot of blue in the Midwest where markets are picking up slightly. Like I say, it's overshadowed by that huge drop in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and skip this one. This is our
head haul
index, reefer head haul. Well, I highlighted Juliet. Why? Because guess what's coming next?
Market
Juliet's
of the day.
Going to be our market of the day here. But it's the blues or the markets that are overbooked, meaning there are more loads than there are trucks.
Yeah, I mean, you still see it. Even though you see the drop in rejection rates, you still see that market up in Twin Falls is overbooked. Same with Fresno. It's one of those, it's kind of... always in this
it like stays overbooked.
Well, yes, the Ontario and Fresno market kind of they basically work to balance each other out over time, right? Like sure. one week you'll see Ontario overbooked and Fresno underbooked, and then vice versa, right? It's this give and take.
They'll bounce back and forth. We got Dallas overbooked though, Atlanta. And Houston are both underbooked. Mm-hmm. So those could cause some issues and push some prices down right here for the holidays. But if you're a carrier now, keep your prices, keep pressure on your spot rates. It's a struggle right now, but you know, if you keep them pushing up, hopefully they'll continue to push up through the end of the year.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for this update. We'll be sure to check in with you again a little later. Right now, I'll hand it back over to Kaylee and Anthony.